This is the IC Pixels podcast with David and Anthony Cavins. We're going to talk about design in everyday situations. And we're back. This is Anthony.
And this is David.
And this is IC Pixels podcast. And we're here to talk about New Year's resolutions this episode. But we'll get into that in a little bit.
So how was your Christmas?
It was cool. I mean, I went up.
Was it a white Christmas?
There were some white people. But, well, there was one white person. But otherwise, no. It was a 70-degree Christmas.
Well, I mean, I just want to say now that all Christmases matter, not just white Christmases. All Christmases matter.
I can get with that.
Well, I had a pretty good Christmas. My kids got stuff they wanted, and I guess that's what's important. I got some stuff, too.
Not as important.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
we talked about last episode, but yeah, I don't really, the stuff I really, really want, I generally want to get for myself, or I'm picky. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we ended up getting a PS4. We were going to wait. We had talked about getting one, and then we were going to wait to just see if there were more deals or whatever. And then my girlfriend won some gift cards at work for Christmas. So, yada, yada, yada. We got a PS4 for $100.
How much are they regularly?
Like, it was $220. Well, oh, I mean, okay. $230 at Walmart for the bundle.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so it worked out. It worked out nicely. We got that. Got my son some cool stuff, but the only thing he cared about was Battlefront 3. Which he got later on in the day, but girlfriend got me a nice Fossil watch. Turned out she did good. It's a nice watch. and my son got me this, like, it's like a tea like thing where you can, like, it's like loose leaf tea and you mix them together and you got, it's a bunch of herbs that he got me. He bought me some weed.
I wasn't gonna say that. He got you a dime bag for Christmas. Yeah, my kids got a drone that they really like. They've been asking for one for at least a year, and I've been putting it off and making excuses about how poor I am, but finally got them one, so they're happy. But that's cool. And we got to see family and friends and all that stuff. That's what I enjoy more about Christmas. Well, I enjoy the gifts too, so let me not front. But I enjoy both of those.
I think the main thing I enjoyed was the pie that I made. Oh my goodness, it was a really good. I made a sweet potato pie, and oh my goodness, that was like really the thing that I really enjoyed.
Would you say it was to die for,
or to live for?
No, that's totally different.
And the best part about that is I made too much filling, so you know what I did.
Made another one?
I made another one.
Another one.
You're right. You're smart. But yeah, no, it was cool.
All right, though. Well, enough from Chef Major Key.
Yeah.
So I guess we're supposed to be talking about New Year's resolutions. This is the time of year where I guess everybody resolves to be better, lose weight, stop drinking, whatever things they say they're going to do in the new year, and then by February they stop doing.
Make memes about what they're going to do in the new year.
Yeah, about how they're going to, I'm going to run things in 2017. It's time to boss up in 2017.
I saw that girl walking up the steps thing. Somebody dragged that out again this year.
the girl walking. I don't
you
think
know,
I've seen
that. It was like she was walking up the steps, and like one step was 2015, and the next one was 2016. And she had like a bag of stuff that she was leaving behind. I mean, it was a bunch of stuff on the floor, and then she had a bag of stuff like God and faith and all this stuff she was taking with her or whatever.
Oh, I don't think I've seen that one. I mean, but you got to secure the bag. That's important.
Well, yeah, but they dragged it out because it got dragged. Everybody was posting that mess like
last year.
Yeah, but man, they dragged it out for this year. I was like, oh, great. Come on. don't bring it back.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I don't know. I mean, the thing I'm not looking forward to is all the new people that are going to be crowding the gym.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I'm sure that's going to happen. Everybody's going to be on a diet and posting about Instagram. Like, so there's a lady I work with, and beginning of last year, she was like, I'm going to start juicing and losing weight. So maybe for a couple weeks, she was bringing her little cup with her juice in and all this other stuff. Then it fell off. So then just last week, we're eating pizza, and she says the same thing. So I think it'll be interesting. I find it entertaining to see people
fail. Yeah,
go through that. Yes, and besides failing, I just find it entertaining. I guess it's funny because there's some truth. Like they said, there's some truth in all humor, so it's funny. I'm laughing to keep from crying, maybe, because obviously this stuff I failed at or said I was going to do for like years and haven't done. So when I see someone else doing it, I'm like, hey, you're failing just like me.
Well, yeah, because there's always the people that are just like, well, I'm not making any new resolutions because I never keep them. And it's, you know, basically like, all right, well, I'm giving up. I mean, I'm not, yeah. I haven't been like that. I mean, I don't like, feel like I take them super serious. Like I don't know. Well, I probably have. I don't know. I don't take it that seriously because I know it's a thing that you're going to have to keep up all year if you want it to actually, you know, be effective. You're going to have to keep it up. So I don't pressure myself to go so hard in the beginning. Just to burn myself out or whatever, but I mean, I think it's, you know, a new year is a nice fresh time to start new stuff. I mean,
yeah, but so I agree with that completely, but
you haven't gone to the gym yet.
No, I haven't gone to the gym, but I have a different reason for that. I've chosen not to go to the gym because if I'm motivated enough to exercise. If it's that important to me, then I don't need a gym to do it unless I'm trying to be a bodybuilder or something like that. Like if I'm just exercising to, you know, maintain my girlish figure or whatever you want to say, then I can at home, I can do push-ups, I can do pull-ups, I can run, I can ride my bike. Like I don't need to pay for a gym membership to do that.
Yeah.
That's true. So, and that kind of goes in hand with like the whole New Year thing. For me, I don't make New Year's resolutions typically because if I discover that something I need to do and it's very important to me that I do it, then I'm not going to wait till January 1 to do it. If I discover it on December 24th or April 17th or June 16th, that's when I'm going to try and start doing it. I'm not going to wait till New Year. Because if I'm waiting till New Year, it's not important.
Yeah, don't wait like 6 months. It's like, oh, I had this idea in February, but I'm going to start that next year.
Wait until 2018.
Now's not the time. I need to go on and get through this year. Yeah. No, I mean, you definitely need that mindset. I mean, but if you do, something does come to you.
Yeah,
even if
it
it's not a resolution, I think it's also going
to
be a good time of just, you know, just
reflect,
resetting and like, you know, getting your mind right or whatever, because it's a new year and everything. It's, I don't know, you know, but don't wait for the new year to start stuff. You can start before then, especially if it's going to them because
it's going to be crowded.
Be in it. Yeah. So start now or start like a week ago and like that way you're already in. So when all the people are in there, you're not discouraged because you can't get on the weight rack. So
yeah, caught a body about a week ago. That has no connection, but you said about a week ago, but
okay. All right. Sustained.
What I was going to say is in addition to that, I feel like if you're going to like the new year is a good time for reflection and review and all that type of stuff, but and this kind of ties into some of the other stuff we're going to talk about in this episode, I feel like you shouldn't wait 365 days to do that. Like I do software development work as my day job, and you don't just like there's no time when you're going to say meet with the customer to find out what they want and then do a bunch of work for like 6 months and then come back and say, hey, here's what we did. No, you're going to do checkups periodically, just like with anything. Just like when you go to the doctor, you have your annual checkup or monthly checkup or whatever. So you got to go back and check up. So New Year's is a good time to reflect, but I feel like you should be reflecting more frequently than that. Like I try and not just on my major goals, but I try and reflect on at some level every day. At the beginning of the day, I think, well, okay, like today, I needed to go to CVS for something. I didn't get it done. So tonight, I'm going to think about it. I'm going to remember, like, tomorrow, I need to be
get this done.
Yeah, it's just a random thing, but I think it applies on a larger scale because if I'm waiting till January to think about, oh, I need to lose weight the same way I did yesterday and the day before and back in June and back in February and January 2014, then maybe I should think about what I need to be doing more frequently than just in January.
Yeah, no, I mean, that made me think of something something my uncle does. Because when I first moved here, I was staying with him and he was showing me these notebooks that he has where he like writes down every day, like his goals for the day and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the week, he like writes down what he learned from that and all that kind of stuff. He gave me one of them. I mean, I think I wrote in it like twice, but but I got the idea of it. I mean, I'm not a note taker. I mean, it sounds like an awesome thing to do. Maybe one day, maybe next year, January. I mean, not
that's a new that's a resolution.
2018, I'll start doing that. But I mean, I like the concept of like, okay, well, let me see what I learned from this moment, and then you know, take a note of it, and then you know, move on from there, so you can actually see your growth and everything. And I think that's the great part about it. If you can do that, I mean, I just try to do it in my in my own head. I try to like make goals for today, what I want to do, what I want to accomplish, and you know, just try to. It's more like daily or weekly resolutions for me, I guess.
Yeah, and I feel like that's kind of what probably discourages some people, because if I say, yo, I need to save $10,000. That's a whole lot of money. But if I say I just need to save $1 a day or whatever, you know, if
$10,000, but
no, it's not. But if I break it down into smaller chunks, then I can feel like I accomplished something sooner than if I just say, I've got to lose all this weight, or I got to save all this money, or I got to pay off all these bills. If I look at it in smaller chunks, then it's easier to digest and it's easier to feel like I accomplished something. So yeah, I do the same thing in terms of writing down. I don't write down what I learned, but I try to write down what my goals are for the day. And usually I'm sitting at a computer or a laptop, so I write it on a piece of paper and I put it under my keyboard, sit down and work. And then at lunch, I always try and make sure whenever I take a break, I pull out my paper and look at it and say, did I do any of this stuff? And then at the end of the day, before the end of my day, I usually try and check it. And at that point, a lot of times, it'll be like, you know, I got 30 more minutes left to work or whatever, and I'll check and I'm like, crap, I haven't accomplished anything. But then those last 30 minutes are sometimes my most productive. Amazing. Yeah. Because I need that motivation. I need that written down. If it wasn't written down, I probably would just be like, I'll do it tomorrow, which is what I did today.
Yeah. I always tell myself, I mean, that's like one of those ongoing resolutions for me, is to like be more organized and write things down, because I think that's probably a resolution for me every year, is get more organized, just because I know that it's a great benefit when you, especially when you're working for yourself. I mean, like all of my work that I do is freelance, so I need to have that organized so I can send stuff out and, you know, send invoices and respond to emails and not forget work that I'm supposed to do. And so that's like a daily like thing for me. To just keep on continuously trying to get better at doing that.
Well, okay, so let's do this. Let's talk about our top three resolutions for 2017. So I guess one of yours is obviously getting more organized. What do you think the benefit will be of being more organized, or how will you know that you've become more organized? Reason why I ask is a lot of times people will set goals, but they're so unclear that it's hard to know that you're making progress or even going the right direction. Like if I said I want to lose weight, that's vague.
Yeah.
If I say I want to lose 5 pounds by Tuesday, then I've only got a few hours left to get that done. You know what I'm saying? I think it's important when you're setting goals to have a time element in there as well as something measurable. Like I want to be more organized in this area or whatever. So expound.
Yeah. I think that's part of that I need to think about, because I need like an actual thing I can measure. Because I was going to say the way I'll know is that I won't be.
That won't be disorganized.
And I won't be like, you know, laying in bed at night trying to remember if I did everything I needed to do, or remember it's like, oh, I didn't respond to this email or something like that. I would know, I could, I don't know, maybe have some more peace knowing that, yeah, I did what I needed to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's some of that organization for me. I mean, not only like just with, you know, responding to emails and stuff like that and keep up with that, but also, and like with time management, organizing my time properly so that I can actually get done what I need to do. Because, I mean, that's something we've talked about in one of our episodes about time management, but I also, that falls in the organization for me too, because I need to organize my day in a way that I can be efficient, you know?
Yeah. What I was going to say, like, in terms of organization, at least for me, because I think that's a resolution I need to have as well. I need to do a better job of just organizing my tasks, because I've been in the same situation where I've been like getting ready for bed, and then I remember, oh crap, I promised somebody I was going to do this or that by today. And then I have to get out of bed and go do whatever I had said I was going to do because I forgot to do it all day, or because I was messing around on Netflix or whatever instead of doing what I said I was going to do. So I think that's a little more specific. Like I'd like to be more organized with my tasks so that at the end of the day, I can say, you know, I can clearly say, okay, I did this, 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 and this is what I said I was going to do, and I actually accomplished it, because it feels good.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, because there's definitely stuff I've put off. I mean, I'm working on a painting now that I put off for a little over a year.
Oh,
no,
wow.
Real good reason, because I did a bunch of paintings in between there. Part of it was like I couldn't think of didn't have the right inspiration for it, but then just not following up. I mean, and it, you know, it's my fault. I mean, I didn't do what I needed to do, and I've painted several commissions since then, all kinds of stuff in between that time where I just was not working on that specific one. And there's money on the other side of that for me. So it's, you know, being organized, but also mean that I have more money, and I would definitely see that. So, I mean, that would be a nice motivation to keep on being organized. So,
yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I know for me, I don't think I'm a naturally organized person. So it's going to have to be a resolution every day for me to consciously try to organize myself, because there's things I was supposed to do today that I did not do. I know for a fact I didn't do. I mean, I kind of ran out of time, but I could have made time to work on it, you know?
So, yeah. Well, I think...
I mean, it's just...
So now that we kind of got to more of the details of what organization means to you, what are some tools that you could use? I have some suggestions, but what are some tools that you would use to help you be more organized instead of in terms of like tracking tasks and that type of thing?
See, that's the trouble, because I've used a lot of different task managers. I've tried writing down stuff on notebooks and all that kind of stuff, and it's not something I keep up for very long. It's definitely like I start doing it, and then after a while, it becomes a task. Writing down tasks becomes a task, and so I stop doing it. it can be argued it's not the most efficient way, but I just actively keep a list in my head of what I need to do and then stress about it later when I haven't done it. But there may be some things I can do. I haven't like completely ruled out writing things down or using an app or something like that, but it's definitely a thing that I do for a while and then I stopped doing it for one reason or another. It just keeps on happening. So it's like a I would have to actively do it, especially if I'm not required to do it. I mean, but for larger projects, I mean, I'm definitely would do that and say, okay, well, I need to do this, so let me track what's going on in this software or something like that. Because I know we were using,
yeah, we used,
I forgot the
Asana.
Name of
I like Asana because it's like, it's online, it's got an app. Like, I'm sure every other task tracking tool has the same stuff. It's free, but I like it because, you know, it's on all my devices and it does send you emails. But I'll say it's my fault, basically. It works well in terms of reminding you about tasks and assigning tasks to people and stuff like that, but I've just learned how to ignore it. So it emailed me like 47 times and I just kept deleting the emails and I just stopped opening the app, and then it was like it was gone and I didn't have to worry about it and I didn't have to do what I needed to do. So
that's like with anything, eventually you'll just figure out a way.
You really don't want to do it, so you find a way around it.
I mean, like apps on your phone, I ignore that. I ignore all kinds of stuff on my phone all the time. It's just like another notification, like, whatever. Yeah. I mean, I'm actually surprised when I get something like on my calendar or something like that, because I don't put much in there. So it's like, oh, what's that? You know, but it becomes another thing you can ignore. I mean, I think writing things down may be more effective
in ways. Yeah, I've heard better.
Like with memorization and other things, it's better. But yeah, I mean, it's like, but once again,
I just throw
that
piece of paper away.
I think once you write it down, though, it's in your head at least. And so, I mean, that may be a thing I can do, even if I'm not sitting there actively checking things off at the end of the day. And I was doing, I mean, I did that for some like commissions and stuff like that, you know, keep track of like the money I made and everything. But I found other ways to do that. But you know, it could work as like you write it down in the beginning of the day, even if you're not checking it later, like to check these things off. It's in your head. You thought about what you needed to do.
Yeah, I think that's the important thing. Well, one of the important parts is just remembering to take the time to do that. Like, okay, I'm going to stop. I'm going to think about what I need to do.
Yeah, organize your thoughts.
And make a plan and then go do it. And then at the end of the day or at some point in time during the day, because I feel like waiting to the end of the day is just like waiting to the end of the year to make a resolution. In the middle of the day, I need to do an assessment. And then maybe at the end of the day, I need to do an assessment as well, just to see where I am. Because if I do that, I think I'd be good.
Yeah.
I'd be better.
Because
I use task tracking apps and stuff like that, but I have to be in the habit of doing it. And I think that's the important part. If I'm in the habit of putting in my task every day, because a lot of times, in the morning as I'm getting ready for work or whatever, then that's a prime time for me to write down what I need to do. But I don't necessarily write it down, type it in an app or whatever, but I just don't always do it. And if I were to do that, I think that it kind of starts you off on the right path, just like, you know, setting a resolution can start you off on the right path for your year.
Yeah. I mean, I know you take the train to work, so I mean, that could be a time for you to, like, you know, sit down and, I mean, you're just sitting there looking at strangers, you know. You can write down, you know.
Yeah, I do it sometimes. The problem is just I just need to be consistent. So that's another resolution.
I mean, it's one of those things you definitely have to keep up with. And I mean, I don't know. I mean, I may go back. I think I'm going to try going back to the just at least writing down the things. I mean, right now I try to organize my thoughts in my head for the day. Like I wake up and think about what I need to do or whatever and stress about it, and then
I used to
depress my girlfriend and then drop her off at work, but then maybe I could just write my thoughts down and then just do them.
I have a whiteboard in my office that I use. Well, I used to use. Currently, my kids drew stuff all over it. But I used to, like, in the evening, if I was sitting down to do some work or whatever, I'd write down what I wanted to get done. And then before I went to bed, I would go back, look at it, erase some stuff. Hopefully, all of the stuff. Sometimes I didn't erase everything because I'd try and set some goals that I had to get done, and then like one or two stretch goals that, like, if I finish early, I'll do this other stuff. But
yeah.
So get more organized. One of my resolutions I was thinking of was to learn more, and I guess learn more is vague. So I'll say just to better utilize the tools that I have at my disposal. What I mean by that is, like, couple examples.
Learn how to use Photoshop.
So that is one good example, Photoshop. Like, I know Photoshop. I went to college for design and stuff like that, so I know how to use it.
No, you know Photoshop 7.
Yeah, well, the version I learned in college was probably like 6 or something like that. I don't remember what version it was. But yeah, I know, I technically really know an older version of Photoshop. Obviously, new versions have come out, but I haven't been like always keeping up with the new features or reading about them or just paying attention. Yeah. So
I just update it. It's like, oh, there's an update? Okay.
Yeah, just update it. And then
they,
like,
they put a tutorial. I exit out and open up whatever.
Where's my
I need
old
to do
icons at that I normally use? Like, why is this button over here? I don't know what this weird thing does. Yeah, so I've been trying to, and that applies to like software tools, but also like I'm on social media. We had an episode about social media and how we don't really use it very well. So I want to make sure that I'm properly utilizing the tools I have at my disposal to, you know, grow my business or whatever. So social media, also my network, because I have a lot of friends and acquaintances that I know, and I don't always, well, by always, I mean never, like try and sell my services to a lot of my friends because I don't like to bother them or whatever. So, or, you know, or even network with some of them because I don't know why, but I just don't. So I want to...
Well, that kind of goes into...
I want to just make sure I'm using what I have at my disposal because I have a pretty big network of people that I could use to do, like, not only promote business, but promote this podcast, promote whatever, and I don't always use it. So I want to make sure I'm using that as well as using my software tools because, like we were talking about with Photoshop, there's probably a bunch of stuff that I'm doing the super slow way, and there's probably like some plugin or something I could be using that would make it go faster, which would then give me more time, which I could use to get more organized. And it all kind of plays together.
I think that's, you know, kind of like, I mean, you could call it education or whatever in some ways. I mean, educating yourself so that you're relevant.
Yeah.
I mean, because, you know, there's a lot of things you can do that to stay relevant with that, you know, networking, like you mentioned, and, you know, using your social media, you're going to see all this kind of stuff, and you using your social media will put it in front of people, your friends that you may not know need your services without you bugging them and, you know, shoving a business card in their hand every time you see them. But, so, I mean, that all goes in hand. I mean, I'm guilty of the same thing. I mean, I do stuff the old way. I'm sure there's new ways to do things, but I haven't taken the time to learn it. Part of that, I mean, I can blame on, well, I'm busy. I'm working. I don't have time to sit here and learn how to do a new thing when I have active jobs in front of me that I can do. But at the same time, that's how you end up left behind one day when something changes and you're like, wait, what?
Yeah. What I try and
no
do...
No more Photoshop? What do you mean?
What I've been trying to do, because I came to this realization several years ago, did nothing about it, but recently, or like I'll say this summer, I started making a conscious effort to try and, like during my day, watch maybe one YouTube video so that about like how to do something in Photoshop. And a lot of it was stuff like I was doing it, like I know how to do. I saw a video about how to make colors pop in Photoshop. I forget which YouTube channel it was from, but I'll say one YouTube channel I like, it's called Photoshop Training Channel. If you Google that or whatever, it's on YouTube. He's got some pretty good videos. I don't know how often they come out, but we'll put a link in the description to it. It's a pretty good channel, and lots of good information, and a lot of the videos are about things I know how to do. Like, one I saw was about how to make colors pop. Like, if you had a picture, then the colors weren't saturated enough, you wanted to look more bright or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm probably using the wrong terms, but it showed how to do that. Now, I know how to do that.
You always have clients.
But I don't know how to do
it. You always have
the way he was doing it.
You always have you always have a client that wants you to make a design that pops, so maybe I should watch that.
Well, I'll say...
Because I never know what they're talking about. But.
No, he was basically making the colors stand out more, and it definitely like recoloring the picture, kind of. But I know how I would have done it, and the way I would have done it would have taken a lot longer and been more complicated. The way he did it was great, and it was more deep. Like, his selections came out better and all that other stuff. So... yeah, watching that video helped me because now I know another way of doing things. And I think that's important too because I have my way. My way may not be the best way. His way may not be the best way, but at least now I know two ways.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I feel that way with, like, I started using Lightroom recently. I mean, I've been doing photography for years. Not that other thing I said. I always, you know, edited my photos in Photoshop Raw, which works, but, I mean, I saw my uncle using Lightroom, and I was like, I always had the program. I just never used it. I just never tried, and then I started using it. I was like, oh wow, this is amazing, which is, you know, kind of whack of me. You know, as a photographer, I should have been using that a long time ago, but it's just one of those things. You can get stuck in your ways, and that's how people end up, I don't know. No, that's why people's grandparents are racist. I mean, because they didn't take time to learn new stuff.
Yeah, that's funny, but it's definitely true. Because yeah. Then you teach your wrong way of doing things too. Like, nope, yeah.
Being the old guy yelling at the kids on the porch. And it's like, why are you, you know? Because I always admire people that I see. I mean, sometimes, you know, they look crazy, like R. Kelly or something like that. But, well, never mind. That's a weird path. But some people, older people, try to do the young thing or whatever, and they just look crazy doing it. But some people, they're just, you know, they just are open to new things. They're not trying to look young or whatever. They just are aware of it, of things. So the same way with technology, just, you know, be aware. That way it's not like, you know, you're not surprised. You know what your kids are up to. You know, all that kind of stuff. You know what's going on. You're aware of the world without you having the feeling like you need to act like you're in it or whatever. It's like, no, just be aware of what's going on in the new, especially with technology. It comes so quick. You need to, like, keep up with it if you want to, you know, have a job.
Yeah.
Because somebody's going to come along and, you know, because there's not that fear. I mean, we're not that old yet, but, I mean, there will come a time where it's like, all right, well, somebody younger is going to come in and they know this new software, and you're, like, sitting up here.
Don't know it.
Using Photoshop 4.2 and, you know, making difference clouds, and you don't know what's going on.
Difference clouds used to be, I used to like those.
That was the first thing I learned in Photoshop.
Did I show you that? I think it might have been.
Probably. I remember doing it. I remember, yeah. You know, I remember playing around with different styles. But yeah.
Well, I agree. Yeah, like, you have to stay relevant, and it's easier to keep up. This might not make sense, but it's easier to keep up than to catch up. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I ride a bike a lot. Well, not as much as I used to, but like, if you're riding with a group of people, it's easier to ride and continue on if you're staying with the group, because they're going to give you less wind resistance and all that other stuff. It's like, it's easier to ride with the group. Mm-hmm. It might feel better to stop and rest sometimes when you're going up a steep hill and you're tired, but the effort you're going to expend to catch back up with that group is going to be more than the effort you would have expended just staying with them. So it's easier to just stay with the group instead of catch up.
So you're saying follow the crowd.
Yes. And if
they all rode their bikes off a cliff, you would ride your bike off the cliff.
Yes, but I would take some HGH so I could ride up the cliff easily. Live strong.
All right. No, that makes sense.
So you got any other resolutions?
I mean, to tie that into something, I mean, I would say, you know, that ties into you surrounding yourself, I mean, networking and surrounding yourself with people, like-minded people, so that you can all, you know, form a peloton and get to it.
Yep.
Using cycling terms, sorry.
That's fine. I didn't know what a peloton was until, like, I watched the Tour de France a couple of years ago. It was probably like 3 years ago. It's pretty interesting.
I know a lot of bike people, so I used to be a bike person.
So, you got any other resolutions?
The other one I would say is I would like to, I mean, in conjunction with, you know, learning new, you know, how to use new technology and stuff like that, I'd also like to evolve my design direction. And by that, I mean, you know, it's easy to get same with using the same technology, the same methods to do whatever you figured out how to do years ago. you can find yourself in a rut doing the same tire design principles. I know we talked about that before, where it's like, oh, okay, well, and they need this quick, so let me just do this, do a collage, and blah blah blah, and then boom, blah, done.
Yeah, well, it's important not to like get stuck using the same design direction for too long, because you fall in like design cliches.
Yeah.
When you said design direction, I just thought of like the Cialis and Viagra commercials. So if you have a direction that lasts more than 4 hours, you should call your doctor. But
you have a design direction that lasts more than 4 years.
But I agree, kind of. I mean, like, I think it's important to like be able to change your direction, because I know I've worked with some people, designers and just people in general, but we'll talk about designers that like they had a specific style they could do and that was their style. Yeah. And they didn't, looking at portfolio work and stuff from them, they didn't really do any other style. Like this one guy I met looking at his work, he did some nice club flyers. But that was what he did, was club flyers. Do you ask him to do anything else?
I'm not sure I've ever seen a nice club flyer.
Well, I'm using the term nice relatively. But this was years ago. I thought they were nice, and this was years ago. But that was what he did. And so that's fine, I guess, if that's what you want to do. But I definitely don't want to be, you know, he's the club flyer guy or he's the church flyer guy or whatever. So I think it's important to be able to change direction when needed. But not just be a copycat.
Yeah. I mean, you got to diversify your portfolio. I mean, I know, you know, look at old stuff, look at new stuff, you know, see what new trends are out there. You know, there's magazines and blogs and all kinds of stuff like that out there that I don't look at, but I could. So I guess it's my goal to start doing that.
Well, one website I don't look at as frequently as I used to, but I follow them on Twitter. It's called Abdizito, I think is how you say it. But it's like design inspiration stuff, and every day they'll have like just more than one post at least of like cool designs people submitted from around the web and stuff like that. And they have logo, like they have like a collection of a bunch of logos that start with the letter C, or a collection of logos with cats in them and stuff like that. And I've found a whole lot of inspiration from that site and just ideas, because it's not always like, I don't always need an idea. I don't go there like, I need an idea for this flyer or I need an idea for this logo. Let me look at this. But I just try and go there regularly and then look at things and get inspired and have ideas. And then the day when I need something, I've filled my bank. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have a bunch of inspiration already in there, and I'm not like going to the site like looking for something. Because like, I joke.
Well, I mean, that's why.
I joke with my wife because she was trying to come up with something, and several times she's been trying to come up with an idea for something, and she's always like, well, let me look on Pinterest. And so I don't want to be like that, let me look on Pinterest person. I want to already have some ideas in my head and not be dependent on a website or whatever. So that means I got to check it out every day and check out other things as well.
Are you saying your wife isn't creative?
No, I'm just saying that a couple times
to be clear,
she had to look on Pinterest for something.
Okay, all right. No, I look on there too for recipe ideas and then do what I want, but
yeah, and I think that's the same exact thing.
I mean, but
I look on the internet for ideas and inspiration, and then I put all that together and come up with something.
Yeah, I mean, and also it's important to, you know, diversify your inspiration portfolio. Like, look, for me, I know, not to talk about painting again,
this guy and his painting,
do every podcast, but for me, because I look at art, but I don't look at, like, I don't know. I couldn't tell you who whatever popular artists are right now and whatever art. I don't know. I have no idea. A lot of the inspiration I get for the things I do come from music. And so for me, that can apply to other things. You need some new inspiration, get it from another art form. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be from your same art form, because if you're worried that you're going to start replicating what you see, even consciously or unconsciously, then get it from somewhere else. Like, because the same art principles are across the board. I mean, for me, it's like music. It's the same things, you know, you do with color and design and shape and everything. And, you know, I get ideas for composition from photography to, you know, it's a lot of things that are cross over each other that you can use. So I mean, part of the thing is to be keep your mind open, you know, stay woke. No, but you know, you just got to be open to think to inspiration wherever it comes from, because it can come from anywhere. So once you start expanding that, then you can.
So
do
how
that.
Would you go about implementing that resolution?
Well, because the thing is, I do that all the time with like paintings or whatever. I come up with new ideas, but with graphic design, a lot of times I do find myself in a rut. And sometimes I look at those old communication art magazines. I mean, I don't have the newest subscription because it costs money, but I have like a bunch of the old ones, and I actually like looking at the old ones because they're not necessarily what people are doing right now. Which, I mean, I see some of what people are doing right now, but I can't tell you what the latest trend is in graphic design. I don't know. I like what I like, and I try to find new ways to do things. And sometimes the inspiration comes from older stuff, and that's fine. I think that's fine to me, because you want to. In this case, with evolving your design direction, I don't think it's always just keeping up with everybody else, because your stuff is going to all look the same. And then, you know, just like with music, you got, you know, your Drakes and everybody else that sounds like Drake, and everybody else that sounds like Bryson
Mumble
Tiller.
Rappers.
And I don't know. I don't. Yeah, and everybody sounds alike, and I don't know them apart when I hear them on the radio. I don't know who they are. It's little something. I don't know. I don't know them apart. So. In that case, you know, keep up with your peers with, you know, technology, but also continually find ways to
be different,
you know, differentiate your style. I mean, and, you know, do what you like. Don't be scared to do it just because it's not necessarily what people are doing right then. I mean, some design things, they have to be a certain way because of the technology you're working with. So, you know, you have to design things a certain way. You can't just go crazy with stuff, but there's always a new way to do things, and there's always some kind of inspiration you can pull from somewhere. So for me, it's just a matter of actually consciously trying to do that, trying to find new ways of doing things instead of just falling into the same rut of like, oh, I'm going to do this and put this here and then put a little opacity on it and then put the words on top of it and done.
Yep.
You know, it may look good, but it's like, I've done this 16,000 times. Like, why am I still doing this?
Yeah, you know? I completely agree. You want to be able to stay relevant, so, but you don't want to be the same exact thing. I think looking at older stuff or stuff that might not be from the same industry type of thing is a good way to do that as well. Like, like if I'm designing something for, I don't know, a carpet company, maybe I shouldn't just look at other carpet companies' advertisements. I should to some level, so I have some idea of what works in that space, but then maybe I get some ideas from someone in a completely different sector or whatever, or something that was done in 1994 or whatever, where everyone else is doing the same thing. You can come with something different.
Well, I think that's good. Do you have any resolutions that don't necessarily have to do with design, like just like personal resolutions?
No, nothing I can think of right now. I mean, just the regular stuff. Stay fit.
Go to the gym. start juicing.
Yeah, no, nothing really. Like, whatever it is, it's probably something I'm already working towards or trying to work towards. What about you?
I guess one thing I could think of, just for my own mental health, I need to like make sure I'm doing things that balance me out, like mentally. I don't know if that makes sense, but like,
nope, you're mentally unbalanced.
I don't know. Sometimes, yes. Oh. No, I mean, like, if you're always stressing about work and everything else, and you're always constantly worrying and, you know, trying to figure things out, and like, am I doing this enough over here and everything with work and family and everything. Sometimes you got to make sure you're taking time for yourself to like make sure your own brain is working right, and, you know, work on your own mental health. So I think I want to start working on things along that line. But I'm going to wait till January till then.
Well, I need to do the same thing. I don't take kindly to taking breaks. I often just don't take breaks. And so it's not good. And we talked about this in some episode. But anyway, it's good to take a break and relax and think about stuff.
Well, take a break and find a way to, like, feed yourself, you know? Like, not just, you know, it's important to learn with work and new technologies and all that kind of stuff, but also, you know, feed your brain with something, like, just for your own, like, you know, I guess, like, on your just... I guess, like, on more sort of a spiritual level or something, just so that you feel more whole or whatever, and your brain feels good and you can clear your mind. And, you know, like, I mean, I know at one point I was, like, trying to meditate and stuff like that. I mean, just to clear my mind at the beginning of the day before I dig into, you know, everything, just so that I can feel better and have a clear head going forward. So, I mean, I want to start doing stuff like that.
Yeah, but I do... well, let me not say do like I'm doing it consistently, but like riding my bike is definitely.
But you stopped doing
it. I'm going to start in January. But what I do, when it's warmer outside, I definitely try and ride my bike more because that gives me time. I can just think about random stuff. And because I'm not in front of a computer, it forces me to spend more time thinking through things and just thinking about whatever it is that I want to think about. And coming up with better solutions or whatever it is, like, just it gives me free time to do nothing. Whereas, like, that same process, if I'm in front of a computer or have my phone with me, I'll get distracted. I won't get distracted, but I'll start trying to do stuff instead of just spending the time to let my mind do the work. So I think that's important.
Go outside. I think that's important. Like, and you don't have to leave your phone or whatever, but, you know, don't be on your phone the whole time. I mean, I haven't done it in a long time, but I used to go hiking all the time, and that was like my way to clear my head. Just me and the dog. But I haven't done that in a while since I moved, so. And I would like to do that more, and just to, you know, you need that recharge every once in a while, so I think that's important. So that's for me, that's probably what I'm going to start doing in January.
All right, so I guess to wrap up, let's resolutions we talked about were, I think, what was your first one? Get organized. So in terms of getting organized, obviously, if that's something you want to do this year, you listener, then definitely there's apps out there. There's mad notebooks and moleskins or whatever those are. You can use those to write down your stuff. But there's lots of resources for getting organized, but my suggestion on that is just get more specific, so that you pick an area that you can actually easily address and not something so vague. Like, say,
And start small.
Start small. And I think that applies to all of it. The second resolution we talked about was, continuing education, learning more.
Being relevant with your
technology. Yeah, stay relevant and using the tools. Learn. That's what it was. Learn to use the tools you have. So,
especially with all the free ones out there.
Yeah, it's like, man. There's plenty of free resources on YouTube. There's paid resources like through lynda.com, pluralsight.com, where you can get training information on all types of subjects. And then, in terms of using your network or your social media and all that type of stuff, there's posts on the internet about that. But also, just I think it's important to
leave your house. Sometimes.
Yeah, leave your house and go talk to people. And that's another way you can kind of, like we talked about in the last resolution, for clearing your mind, stuff like that. It's good to go talk to people sometimes, because then you can work through problems, or you can talk to people like, hey, I have an issue with this. I wish I could figure out how to do this. And they'll be like, well, why don't you just move it to the left? And you're like, oh, I didn't think of that.
Yeah, I know that, especially for me, because I mean, I work from home, so it's like sometimes I just have to leave just so I can just get out and try to, you know. I mean, I know for me, I guess that's also connected resolution we were talking about was to network more, and that's something I definitely need to do.
Yeah, so, I still have all those business cards, haven't handed out now one.
Yeah, I've been in Atlanta for a year, and I know like three people.
Loser. So
three people that are not related to me.
So, what was the other resolution we talked about?
Evolve design direction.
Yeah.
Or, you know, get better. Do something new with your design. Like, innovate.
Yeah, I think the best way to go about that is just look for inspiration. We talked about finding inspirations in other sources besides designs, but you can also find design inspiration. If you just Google it, I'm sure there's several blogs that are just design inspiration sites. And probably a bunch of Tumblrs as well. I get ideas from Tumblr,
that's a
too.
Dark hole, but
but it's not always. You can spend a lot of time on Tumblr. But and you can find stuff like that on Instagram as well. There's a couple artists I follow on Instagram that are worth checking out. I get ideas.
Also,
and photographers.
Also, go outside.
Yeah, go outside. If it's not too cold. If it is cold, go outside.
Yeah. I mean, just drive around, look at stuff, or go walk around in nature or whatever. I mean, all the designs came from there at some point. So look around, get it from the source. You know? Yep.
I was gonna ask before we close out, what do you have any tips on keeping your resolution?
Make a new one. I mean, just plan that. Just try to make it through the day. Like, hold that resolution in that day. I mean, I know I was talking about the gym all the time, but for me, that going to the gym was my. I feel like that was the gateway to me keeping other resolutions or making other positive changes in my life, because it was like, okay, once I can keep this up for a year or for an extended period of time, then I can, and then I know I can do other things. Once it becomes a lifestyle, then I know I can tackle other things, you know?
Yep.
Because once you've been doing it and you got results and everything, and you know, it's not even something that you have to talk yourself into doing regularly, then it's a lifestyle. And then you see that, okay, well, I can actually make this a, I can do the, I can apply what I learned here to other things. So,
well,
start one day at a time and do whatever your goal is. The most important day to do it is the day that you don't feel like doing it.
It's the ones that end in Y.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just apply it to the, the gym. If it's like freezing cold outside and that's the day you really don't want to go,
then that's when you should go, because tomorrow when it's warm, you'll be like, this is easy.
I didn't fall asleep till like 3 a.m. last night. I mean, I went to the gym today.
I got a good nap while I was there.
I got a nap this morning. On the bench. I still went. I was tired, but I went. So.
Yeah, the only thing I would say is, in terms of resolutions, make sure they're smart. So this is something, I don't remember, maybe I learned this when I was taking my MBA, but anyway, they talk about setting smart goals. So if you set a goal that's like vague, like I want to lose weight, or I want to be more organized, or I want to stop terror, then it's going to be hard to know when you
I want to build a wall.
Progress.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to, there's another one. I want to make America great.
Yeah.
You gotta, how do you know when you're done?
Yeah.
So, I wasn't done yet. So you got to set SMART goals. SMART is an acronym for, I think it's simple. This might be wrong, so feel free to Google it. Just Google SMART goals. But I think it's simple, measurable. So simple, not something amazingly complex, something you can actually do. Measurable. So like, I'm going to finish my vegetables before 2 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I can measure that, because if it's after 2, I haven't done it. Attainable, like something you can actually attain and actually do. Because if you set unattainable goals, then you're never going to accomplish anything. You lose motivation. R stands for
rhythm.
Realistic, I think. I need.
That sounds similar. That's not a good acronym.
I need to look this up so that I'm not just saying.
Because A and R, that's like really similar. I think they're just filling it out after a while. And T, I don't know.
Okay, so it's specific. So not something vague, like get more organized. Measurable, something you can specifically say, I did this because I crossed the finish line first. I won. A is agreed upon, so if you're working with somebody, you agree on it. R is realistic, so something it's actually possible. And T is time-based. So don't set a goal to get organized. And like, if you set a goal to get organized and there's no time limit on it, you're never going to get organized.
Yeah.
Well, you might, but how do you know when you're done? How do you know when the race is over? So, yeah. You don't race with somebody and say, let's race.
I feel
it. Say, let's go from here to there, and we're going to go around twice.
I personally feel attacked because of...
I keep using you as an example.
Yeah, I feel personally attacked.
So your resolution is garbage, and you're going to fail.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of... very aggressive. Well, I guess that's it.
Yep, that's it for this... this year and this episode. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Alien Muffin. Listen to our previous episodes. Like us, follow us. If you're listening, feel free to tweet us or something and let us know. I'm not sure if anyone's listening.
Yeah.
Well, I know somebody's listening, but yeah, tweet us. We'd like to interact with you.
Yeah, both of you. Or just you. And thanks to Chris Hardnox for the music again. And we're out.